Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. And we'll explore many important aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. So far, our broadcast team consists of Michael Collins. He's the author of Ushering in the Golden Age and a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. Taylor Tagg, author of Enricher Sunrise. He's also a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. Dave Yablecki out in British Columbia, Canada. He provides entertainment for casinos, colleges, universities, and trade shows. And my friend Tracy Montgomery, she's an author of e-books on dating and relationships. She's out of Calgary, Alberta. And her ebooks have been downloaded close to 20,000 times. My name is Tom Tuttle Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine. And I recently spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, sharing the stage with Deepak Chopra, who is the keynote speaker for the event. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5. That's 43 years now. And I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced. I've been in hospital about 40 times, and I stand at 5'1" due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I took for the arthritis. I'm a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that is the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. And you can find out more about me at my website. It's tom2andtall.com. My guest today is Michael Bulva, founder of Solo Strength Lifestyle Products in Canada. And Michael is a driven, passionate, and focused on building addictively fast fitness solutions that improve and empower the individual experience of life. His latest brainchild is Solo Strength, which does just that for the individual. One life, one body, and one bar are the concepts that summarize the total package of his latest fitness invention. The Solo Strength training system is taking the fitness world by storm, as this simple yet highly effective training tool offers everything a fitness newbie needs to be an advanced hardcore athlete and trainer, and also to engage and train every important muscle and conveniently maximize their workout time. Michael is determined to earn the trust of the world's most demanding customers by creating best-in-class products that deliver results, not just promises. His philosophy is, if we are too busy to take care of our overall fitness, we suffer by losing out on the things that help us to really feel good about ourselves, to enjoy life and keep our physical strength, our mental wellness, and our psychological edge. Welcome to the show today, Michael.
Thank you, Tom. It's wonderful to be here, and thank you for having me.
And a great Canadian success story and a great new product as well. Now, Michael, I almost always start my show because of my Napoleon Hill Foundation Association by asking people when they first read Think and Grow Rich, and I know you've read it. And then I also ask them who suggested it to them, because often those are important people in their lives.
Oh, those are good questions, Tom. Thank you. Well, originally I discovered Think and Grow Rich back in university days. That's going back some time now. And really just looking for the mentors and sort of personal leadership, I guess, that seemed to come along with these things. And it was recommended to me by a lot of different individuals I was speaking with at that time. I can't point out one in particular,
yeah.
You know, but it was certainly a common recommendation. And then I came across the audiobook not long ago as well, and that's been great for just having it on, listening to it in the background, brainstorming, and just kind of going through it a few more times. So it's been a very important contribution to the process for me.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, that's how I've been the last 2 years, how I've gone through Think and Grow Rich is I have CDs, the audiobook. And so it's a great way on my way into work or my way home, remind myself of some of the principles. And, you know, I've read it enough times, and this is just another way to get Think and Grow Rich into you, is to listen to the audiobook.
Certainly, there's great mental food in there, and I think it's something that you know everyone should benefit from.
Exactly. And now this new Solo Strength product. First of all, you've got some amazing endorsements and companies using it, including the strength training coach for the Calgary Flames.
Well, we've had a really great journey so far, and the concept itself was really derived to provide a solution for, I want to say, everyday people. I mean, everybody is everyday people, but you know, there's certain people that train in fitness at certain levels, and a lot of people will not relate to those individuals. So they maybe don't have an inspiring impact, on the larger group of people. And this was really a solution driven to support what I say, everyday people, the people who really want to experience the best that they can in life, support their family, their best performance in work and life, and just enjoyment. And fitness being sort of a critical component to that, without question, without fail, is something that majority of people struggle with doing, especially as lives get busier, relationships require time, of course. Everything requires time these days, and the ability to invest in a regular routine, if you will, of fitness training to receive those benefits is a challenge for most people. And so I felt that there was a tremendous requirement for a better solution for individuals. And that's where sort of the brainchild came from that.
Exactly, and I know exactly what you mean. I've been a member of a gym for 10 years, and I have to drive there, drive home, and work out, of course. It takes time. I haven't gone the last few weeks. I'm feeling guilty, but it takes a lot of time. And with your product, you can do it at home. There's no driving there and no driving back. And then what I also see in my life and the lives of many others is that, especially if they're gym people or even maybe running, is that there's not the consistency. There's ebbs and flows in their training throughout their life where they'll go months and months without working out. Then they get back on the beam and they'll run for a number of months, or they go to the gym and then they stop for a number of months. But Solo Strength, man, like, there's no reason time-wise you can't do it. There's no reason you can't do it every day.
Well, and that's really, when you summarize it in that way, that does sort of encapsulate what the solution is about. And even at home, people will still struggle with time. But if it isn't very convenient and extremely fast and simple, I mean, sometimes you won't go for a run or even go out for a walk to the park just because you have to put your shoes on. I mean, that's human nature.
Oh,
in
yeah.
We do have to
the weather is bad.
That's right. We have to have a personal motivation involved in it. And Solo Strength even appeals to that in a large degree on a very simple level. If you're just using the bar for hanging, now the system itself, really, the programs all revolve around the adjustability of a support bar. And whether you're using it for pull press movements or using it as anchor points, you can do virtually an unlimited amount of exercises. But we stick with a very basic set of programs because that's what most people will allow themselves to do consistently and quickly.
Right.
But when you go
right.
to hang on the bar, it's a great release. It's a pleasure to stretch on the bar. And it's not that hard to talk yourself into going over and starting that way. And when you're already on there, you're pretty well started out. And so the rest of it just kind of flows from there. And most workouts that even I'll do at home is 15, maximum 20 minutes. And that's about as long as you can last because you're engaging your body. The methodology that we follow is a body weight resistance exercise. And it's not similar to doing weight training in the sense that you're doing weight training and weight machines typically use a muscle isolation type of movement. You're focusing on one body part or region to do those exercises. It's kind of inefficient. It's great for bodybuilding and really building large mass if that's what your goal is. But if you're looking for lean muscle, you're increasing your metabolic rate, burning fat, and just keeping a great, strong overall shape, a state of readiness, we call it. You know, so you're kind of ready to go play your tennis game, hike a mountain, whatever you want to do, just being in great shape. This is more of like a gymnastic style of training, if you will, where you engage more of your muscles to do each of the exercises, and that's where a lot of the efficiency comes in and a lot of the benefits.
Now, can you explain, it looks like a pull-up bar, but how do you differentiate it and adjust it so that it can do more than a pull-up bar can?
No, absolutely. Well, it does function as a great pull-up bar as well, but the adjustability of the bar is what gives it all the benefits and allows you to leverage your natural body weight, whatever that is, to your own benefit. Your body is the machine, if you will, and it follows the body weight training type of methodology that is highly recommended across the board in literally every aspect of the industry now, where it promotes body weight based exercise for its safety
and
for its efficiency.
Oh, and for safety, like with four hips and four knees replaced, many orthopedic surgeons and even rheumatologists with my arthritis, they suggest isometric exercises, which is body weight against body weight, and body weight exercises, because you will not damage your joints, and this way you'll be able to do it more consistently and over a longer period of time. And as you said, not many of us need to have we don't want to look like bodybuilders, but to build lean muscle and make sure that you're protecting your joints if you have arthritis is extremely important, and to do it against body weight and pretty well ensures there's not going to be injury.
Well, that's exactly it. And for a case like yours and the people who are recovering or in rehab from accidents or whatever their physical challenges are, the support bar, now again, that's where the pull-up bar, if you will, adjusts itself to different heights. You use it as a support bar to help guide you naturally through the movements. You always have that bar to hang on to or leverage or press against. So you have that stability to sort of correct your body movement as you're going through the exercise movements. You're able to, it's a reassurance to some extent. It also allows you to then start to fly on greater levels and challenge yourself, you know, when you're ready without pushing yourself to a dangerous level. So to go back to your question, the adjustability, just to speak about something that I guess is fairly evident and obvious in the structure itself, as a pull-up bar, a pull-up itself is a fantastic exercise. It engages more than 100 muscles in your upper body. It is arguably the best upper body exercise that you can do, and most people cannot do them in any way in any way that's beneficial for them. You can possibly do one, and your legs are kicking and screaming all over the place. It's unfortunately not, if you're not at a certain level of fitness, and anyone who can do substantial, say 10 full proper form pull-ups or chin-ups being where your hands are facing towards you, and a pull-up, a wide grip pull-up, I guess, is your palms are facing outward, the differentiation between the two. If you are able to do, say, 10 of those in good form, any person, you're already in quite good condition. Most people cannot even do that. So a pull-up bar is useless to them. Now, to show how the adjustability makes sense, what we can do is we drop that bar down to about chin height, and you put your feet a little bit forward of center on our base mat, and then you're able to self-spot. So if you will, you're using your own legs to engage and then just lightly take the pressure off and walk you through those movements. You're still engaging your upper body to do those exercises as you build up your strength, and allows you to then progress by increasing the bar height to increase that resistance level to the point where you're able to then do the full body weight pull-ups, if that is indeed your goal. But you never really have to get to that point. You can still get a great exercise just by remaining in the self-spotted movements.
Wow, fantastic. And this fits in any doorway?
Well, we have three models now. We're happy to say we have our manufacturing in North America. And the product itself is just amazing quality, but we've gone through some slight redesigns for a variety of different reasons to engage with other equipment as well, because it's a very foundational piece. We won't go off too much in that because you really can use this exclusively all on its own, but you can also use the system as an adjustable anchor point with that bar to include other types of accessory training equipment, such as the TRX, which is fairly popular these days. A lot of people can't use that effectively and safely, but it is a good tool for certain things, particularly trainers. And then there's also the ability to use resistance bands and then incorporate other tools.
I was just going to say, resistance bands are great for people with arthritis.
Well, and incorporating other balance components such as the BOSU and everything else, there's just a virtually unlimited amount of uses for
mm-hmm.
what looks like an extremely simple system. Now, the three models that we have, we've got a freestanding model for in-home. That's the Pro,
yeah.
the Pro Home mm-hmm. model. We've got a Pro Studio model, which is typically geared towards the professional environments and the training environments and clinics and rehabilitation centers, and that's just a little bit taller. So if you have a taller ceiling height or you're a very tall individual or you have that
mm-hmm.
extra ceiling height to use in a studio, you can use that. And we have a new door frame-mounted system, which you know we're really, really excited about. It takes 5 inches of space. It doesn't
wow.
impede the door traffic or functionality at all, and the bar sits up above a head, so it's in a beautifully designed piece, very high quality, you know, something, again, that I think is important when you're going to integrate with something on a regular
yes.
basis.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It should feel nice. It should function well and just be very simple but nicely designed, which we believe we've done very well with the system. And it should and then just function and kind of stay out of the way. And in this case, if you have room for the freestanding model, that's a
yeah.
fantastic system to go with. But if, you know, room is tight, then I would highly recommend the frame model that fits around the door frame, and it's a beautiful system.
Yeah, and everybody can use that, even if you're in a small condo or apartment. Anyone can use the door model.
Exactly. So,
and what
yeah,
a,
now,
go ahead.
Sorry, to speak a little bit more about the exercises, and I didn't really go further than the pull-ups. When you are dealing with adjusting that bar at different heights, the amount of core exercise and abdominal exercise you can do, the pull-ups, the tricep work for the back, the rowing movements, and you know that kind of covers sort of our resistance type of exercises. But using that bar,
yeah.
If you will, and this isn't to throw off the you know the male audience at all, but you know if you imagine like a ballet bar and the amount of different ways that you can use a bar for stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Leveraging the stretching on your body, it's a fantastic tool for that, and I enjoy it a great deal for the stretching components of it as well.
Hmm. Wow, and now you also make these in Canada, Langley, British Columbia.
That's correct, yes. We have tremendous partners that we've developed relationship with here. We do source throughout North America, and we are building and packaging completely in Canada.
Nice.
And we're very, very pleased about that. I feel that on another aspect of things, just supporting local economy is extremely important. I believe that bringing the bringing all of the work and support into the home backyard, if you will, I think
yes.
is a movement that is needs to be supported and continue to be supported. So
yeah.
we had to trade off certain aspects of things. There are ways sometimes to build things cheaper.
Yeah,
and we were more concerned about quality and longevity. That's a whole other philosophical discussion. I don't know that we should get into here, but it's just about the effect of industry in the last many years, and the sort of throwaway type mentality. You know, if you will, TV
yeah.
quality type products.
Exactly, exactly.
This is a product.
I bought a few of them myself.
Well, and you know, you always end up disappointed and. Unfortunately, now the consumer sometimes expects to spend next to nothing, something which almost seems like how could you possibly even ship the product at that price? And then they
yeah.
get it and they realize it's spaghetti noodles and just
yeah,
very
yeah.
poor
here's
quality,
how
so.
You were able to do it. Yeah, and so that's a great decision. One I was really excited to read about. I have a friend who invented something recently, and he manufactured it in China and shipped 3,000 of them over to the U.S. And so great invention, great idea. But when you can keep it in your community and benefit the local economy, and as you said, there's trade-offs for that. But when you can and still run a good business, I love to see that. And as a Canadian, I really like to see it. So that's a great decision. And now you also export these, the Solo Strength. Is there challenges when you do business in other countries, U.S. and other countries? Do they all have to approve it? Or is a fitness equipment like this fairly easy to get into the export market?
Well, that's a good question, and there are different aspects of that to answer. But briefly, it isn't subject to the same kinds of restrictions as products with electrical or any kind of ingredients that you would consume, like the FDA would need to review. There is, however, certain quality standards, and we built our product to exceed commercial grade. So there's consumer grade, there's commercial grade, and then there's industrial grade. We are in an industrial grade level, which basically our product is built to last. It's extremely well built. We didn't want anyone having any issues with this. Obviously, if you're integrating it and integrating your body with it, we don't want to see any bad America's Funniest Home Video type shots on it. So we're very happy and pleased with the quality of this product. It's built to last. This is meant to be a product that will be able to support your sustained physical activity through the years. And what's beautiful about it is it's in, I guess, like a bike in some ways. You know, it's a better quality. You don't mind integrating with it. You enjoy it. But it's a product that, you know, your kids will use this. Your grandkids will use it. And, you know, they play on it like monkey bars. It's sort of a natural thing to do, to sort of play with your own body weight, swinging, if you will, on a bar and doing those exercises. And I wanted to speak quickly to that, if I could. Just integrating this into your home environment is such a great way to share, a healthy attitude with your partner and your children, and modeling that kind of behavior. You know, you can imagine what happens when people, if they're really dedicated, and they go out to do their exercise each morning on the weekend or whatever the case is, and they're not around there to really, pass that energy into the other people in their home. They don't get to see that, and your children necessarily don't get to see, you know, the dedication that you're putting towards maintaining your health and wellness. And as soon as you start doing it in front of them, that's a whole other integration, and it's a learning process. And you're not just telling them to take care of themselves and suggesting it's a good idea. You're showing them how you do it, and then they immediately start integrating because they see and feel your energy. They see how great you feel from doing this exercise, and that's common across the board. It's a very empowering type of exercise because you're using your own body. You're doing those pull-ups. Those are victory exercises, and I've never seen somebody do a pull-up, even if it's a self-spotted pull-up, that it doesn't have a smile on their face. It feels good.
Exactly.
It's a feel-good exercise, and that kind of thing is, you know, you're attracted to that, and it sort of feeds upon itself. So, we try to make it very approachable for people, even if they're absolute newbies to exercise, and if someone is really off their mark and they're out of shape, and they're maybe intimidated to go to a trainer, or of course there's expense involved in that, or they don't want to go to a gym and deal with that, our introductory exercises are so basic, and there's enough instruction included with the programs that someone can start with this system and very comfortably work themselves through the basic movements as they get orientated towards it. And then it's a very simple progression to go past that. And what I've seen is that people, even if they're not inclined to do exercise per se, they're not the gym types, they're not the typical exercise individuals or yoga or Pilates or runners or anything of that sort. They're just kind of shy away from those things. They can put a solar strength system in their hands, walk through those introductory exercises, and it just connects. It connects the mind, it connects the body through the movement, and movement is what's key. And they're strength training movements, so it's obviously going to be very effective for your burning calories, for toning your muscles. You're going to feel it. It's going to keep your metabolic rate higher, which burns the calories. It's going to have good impact on you. And it just naturally feeds itself. You know, you're drawn to it because it gives you good things.
Exactly, and I really like the point
The term workout, I've always had some issues with because, you know, we all do enough work, and I don't think you're necessarily looking for more work. But, you know, the exercise and what we call our shoulder strength programs is empowerment movement. It's time out to do movement. And, much more that than work, if you will.
Exactly, and I really love the point you'd mentioned about an example to family. One of my coworkers, Miloš Bulatović, is a runner, and he hopes his running will inspire his 6-year-old daughter to run and be active and athletic, but as you say, she doesn't see him run. She sees him come in the door and go out the door. And then I'm also thinking, like, you could make this a fun thing. Like, if you're a mothers are the busiest and they're the most amazing people. And so if you're a mother and you don't have that time, like I sometimes do, to drive to the gym, work out, drive back, you could get your kids, you could have them hang different ways, you can make it a workout because you have to rest. You do a set, you need to rest a bit, get one of the kids, jump on, hang on, do a little exercise. And it could be a fun thing. And as you said, a great example, two kids about, yeah, mom values exercise. I'm doing this after a heavy, hard day. And you guys can join in too, something they can do together and kind of have some fun at. And sounds like kids would be a natural at using it.
Absolutely. And they'll make it more fun for you as well because, again, you put the kids around, you have to kind of tell them to take a break so you can get on it because they just love to use their body in that way. They're always playing around on it. But as soon as you get on it, if you're doing presses, you're doing, you know, variable height presses, and anything like that, they're going to jump on your back. They're going to try to make it harder for you. If you're doing pull-ups, they're going to grab onto your legs, you know, and they enjoy it. But then you simply drop the bar down a little bit and you put them on it. You say, well, let's see what you can do. And then they just,
nice.
You know, they're just, their face lights up and they go, I see, I get it. And
yeah,
they want
yeah.
to do it. They want to challenge themselves. And I think that that kind of thing is really important to encourage for kids. At that age, it gives them a sense of confidence about themselves, and it
yeah.
gives them a sense of their own empowerment, strength, and they're going to feel good after doing that, and they're going to know that they've got something in their home that they can use safely to keep feeding that. And it amazed me to even watch my own child start walking up to him and go, Dad, I want to do some pull-ups, and
yeah.
and you know, when you start to hear that sort of thing, you're going, that's good. I'm going to keep feeding that because obviously they're getting something from that that they're driven back to. And, you know, so that was a great success for us, just to see that how that simplicity and that versatility and real-life usability integrates, you know, with different people at different ages, different levels. And it's one tool
exactly.
that everybody can use in the home, and you can use it in a sustainable way throughout the years. You know, I have
exactly.
90-year-old people that use it for different types of squat movements and just going through ranges of motion because they can feel things in a more safe way as they're going through those exercises. And, you know, it's just great to see all the way through.
Exactly, and it's a cost-effective way, too, because most things that, A, you're going to get involved in yourself, or B, you're going to get your kids involved in, they require shoes, equipment, membership fees, regular membership fees, more shoes, more equipment, traveling. Boy, you can do this at home every night with your kids. They can wear whatever they were wearing when they're asked to come work out, or, you know, there's
That's
nothing
it.
Required for this. You don't need special shoes. You don't need to look like a rock star workout person. You don't need the newest spandex. You can just do it in whatever you're wearing. And also another thing I have, you know, like my wife and I like to work out together, but it's often difficult at the same time to get the same night to drive to the gym. Whereas, geez, even if I get in late, she gets in late at 8:30 at night. It's still easy to do and say, hey, let's do 15, 20 minutes of this. It's hanging above our door or in our door. It's easy to do.
That's another great benefit of it, is just being able to support. And even if you don't do all of your exercises like that, you know, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the most efficient way to do it by doing a partner workout. It's still a great
yeah.
thing to share from time to time, and then just encourage each other because everybody needs that little bit of motivation and integration. And the thing is that, you know, you're getting rid of a great deal of those natural barriers and excuses that we all will come subject to at some point or another, you know, where it's, okay, we've got a beach holiday coming up. I want to try to do something about this. And
yes.
you're on. So now you push yourself in this sort of unsustainable way maybe to go. You're going to start running again suddenly. And it's just not sustainable. It's not a real lifestyle situation.
Mm.
And then you kind of go on, and then because it's so difficult to maintain that for the few weeks that you do it, then you go off. And then the more times you go off, the harder it is to get on again. And this system breathes with you. You know, this being able to do these exercises, you can go hard if you are so inspired, and you can, you know, if you go off for a while, you go on holidays, you just maybe it's really sunny out, so you're going outside for more walks, whatever the case is, and you keep your balance, then
mm-hmm.
you come back to it, it's very easy just to get started up again. It's just right there. And, you know, just so long as it's consistent, that's the, you know, the only big secret to keeping fitness over time in life. The most fit people I've seen right through, and I've interviewed and spoken with everyone I can get in touch with on the matter, and the people that keep their fitness over time, you know, keep a nice high-level baseline fitness, they usually don't do all that much. They're not the extremists, because extremists have injuries and they get put down and they get put out and the rest of it. It's the people that just do a little bit, but they do it consistently. They're always just keeping active on it, and they don't have the longest workouts. They don't have the most intense workouts. They just do the right things. And I tell you, consistently across the board, you have to incorporate resistance-type exercise into your movement patterns and your exercise, if you will, to keep a balanced fitness. That's an absolute integrity. And so that's, again...
Exactly, and to burn fat, lose weight, keep toned. In most ways, I believe, strength or resistance training or strength training is better for you than cardiovascular, because you're going to burn fat longer, you're going to build your muscle tone. Many benefits behind strength training that you don't get in cardiovascular treadmill type training.
Well, and that's it. If you're, again, the philosophy I have, and some people really like to get that endorphin kick from doing extended cardio type activity. You know, if you're the type of person that likes to sit on a treadmill or on a bike and just read a magazine and go to a very low level, I mean, in reality, you're not really doing that much anyway. You're so much better going out for a walk that engages more of the body. But to do these exercises on Soul Strength, to do our program, because you're engaging your body under resistance to do these movements and at an intensity level which is appropriate for you, not everyone can certainly do the intensity level that, you know, some of us will do. We push ourselves extremely hard. It's a very, very challenging exercise you can do on this. Any level of fitness we can challenge with this if you're just using your body weight. But because you're engaging your body's muscles to do these exercises, you build up an anabolic heart rate that burns calories more effectively. It does give you cardio benefit throughout that, and it's more of a high-intensity type of benefit. And it's...
Mm-hmm.
arguably much more effective than cardio exercise alone and for burning calories and keeping your cardio condition. And we believe in a balance, like I said. So you spend less time doing this, you get your balance, you have your state of readiness, and then you go out and you play. And that's, you know, that's part of enjoyment of life too.
Exactly, exactly. And a combination of the two. But I believe, like, a lot of people are, as you said, getting ready for summer, a beach, or a vacation. And if you want to look good and toned, strength training will get you there better, faster, more efficiently than just cardio. So you do want to combine the two. If you like being outdoors and you can do walking with a spouse or kids, and you do that, but if you can combine a combination of cardio and strength training, and the strength training is cost effective, doesn't cost you anything monthly, and you can do it in your own home, as you said, you're eliminating right up front a lot of barriers to why people can't consistently work out and stay healthy.
Exactly. Welcome to Soul Strength. That's our philosophy in a nutshell.
Yeah, and, you know, it's in this day and age, money is not always accessible to have the newest equipment, to join a gym, and this is really, really cost effective. You could have 3, 4, 5 people in your house using it. It's all just one price. And so that's an important thing as well for people to consider. Money is tight for a lot of people. And so a membership at a gym that's $500 or $600 a year, it's not always an option for people. And maybe people don't have cars to drive to the gym. And so, boy, this is something that anyone can do in their home with as many of their family members as they want.
Well, and that's the thing. We will always offer our training, an extensive amount of training at no charge as part of our Solo Strength community. That comes along with our product purchase. So there is, of course, a price for investment in the product itself. However, it is an extremely economical investment for your time. And that's, you know, time is still the most precious resource that any of us have to deal with. Money may be tight, but your time is much tighter, and it always is. And when you're looking at trying to maintain it, and again, consistency being the goal for the exercise and activity to keep your fitness and the benefits mm-hmm. that come with it, then you, when you look at the gym membership costs, when you look at traveling to and from the gym, the cost of fuel, the cost of time, wear and tear, everything else that comes along with that, it's extremely expensive, and especially expensive if you're not being able to maintain it consistently. So when you bring that into your home, you know, a lot of people will do their workouts, a lot of people that I know will do their workouts early in the morning, and it's mm-hmm. quiet. It's a quiet system, you know, while the kids are sleeping or napping, whatever the case is. And if, you know, if you have the children, but it's quiet, there's nothing to plug in, there's no electricity use, and you're able to sort of do your exercises, where you're integrating it with maybe some yoga stretching as well, and it's a just a very simple way to sort of approach this, very cost effective and valuable for your time. You know, again, 15, 20 minutes barefoot from your PJs into the shower, and you're fueled up for the day, and the energy that it gives you and the sense of empowerment, your body is tight and strong. It's a great feeling, and really our goal is just to put it in as many people's hands as possible. It's a great thing to share.
Exactly, and not cost-effective at the price of being cheap, because as we mentioned earlier, like I've ordered some TV products somewhere, I'm like, wow, this really does work. It's a great one, the Magic Bullet. I've used every day for years now, but there's other ones I've ordered where I'm like, boy, now I see how they did it for $9.95, you know, including shipping and handling. And so the quality is such that the price is higher than a made-for-order, made-to-order on TV product. You're going to be satisfied with the quality of the product, but compared to other ways of working out that are going to cost you monthly and require equipment and all kinds of other things on a regular basis, everybody can afford to do this almost.
Well, and that's what we hope to do, and help people to achieve that type of solution. Our goal is to put them into everyone's homes that are so inclined to feed and fuel their fitness and wellness. It's a fantastic solution for that. But it, as you say, we built this with great quality, and it's, you know, and you're going to see that and feel that from every interaction with it, and that quality empowers you as well. You know, there's nothing about this system that you would look at and go, you know, this is something that's probably going to last a year or so. You know, this will be passed down, I would dare say, to the next generations, and it's usable in that kind of capacity. You know, it's not going to get old. We did not build it for disposal in that regard either. You know, it just kept the quality high and something that people would like to integrate with.
Exactly. And one of my favorite demographics and kind of favorite people in life is single mothers. And so I often think of how a product would apply to someone like those, because those people, they work, they look after their kids, and they do above and beyond what most men could ever accomplish. And so I think of this as like an amazing thing. You know, perhaps if they don't drive a car, they come home from a hard day of work. This allows them that they can afford to do it. They can do it in their home. They can do it with their kids. So it gives them time with their kids, and they don't have to drive anywhere or do anything outside of the home to do it. So what a tremendous product that, A, is so accessible price-wise for almost everyone, and allows you to maintain and regain health without having to lose time with your family, travel all over Hell's Half Acres to get to a gym, buy new shoes every 6 months, and all that type of thing.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share it.
Now, where can people find you? What's the best way, and how can they contact you to find out more about the equipment and even perhaps order it themselves?
Well, thank you, Tom. We have we're actually out there in a lot of different capacities, and the social media side of things as well, because we love to hear the stories and people, how they're enjoying the system. But the best way to reach us right now is through the website. We have a lot of information on there, videos and frequently asked questions and things of that nature. We have a special URL that we're offering right now, and it's solostrength, solostrength.com/invite, and that's S-O-L-O strength.com/invite, I-N-V-I-T-E, and that will answer an awful lot of questions. It also has contact links for anyone who would like to reach us directly.
Fantastic, and that's a great place. People should go to that website, check it out. I've been through it a lot over the past few days, and some tremendous information there. And thank you so much for your time today, Michael. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. It's been nice to be here.
Have an amazing day. Take care.
All the best to you. Bye for now.